Good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of Inside the Armor. I'm your co-host, Boone, and I'm joined by my partners in podcast profundity.
Hi, this is Joe.
Russ here.
All right, good to have you, brothers. Thank you for joining us, and you're sitting at the table. And we discussed on the previous episode how to deal with and manage my anger. And due to an overwhelming response, we are back again to talk about anger. So this is part two of that episode. And we're going to delve right in before we get angry and make our producer angry. So let's hit it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm glad, personally, I know I'm the one who brought the topic up, so to speak, or the Holy Spirit within me brought the topic to the table, and being the one who really needs this podcast. Matter of fact, I could say we need to go for the next 10 podcasts on anger. probably help my trifling self, but I'm glad we're talking about it again because anger is something, as I said previously, that I struggle with, and I'm sure there's other brothers out there who could say the same thing. So glad we're back on the topic one more time.
Yeah, that angry boots. So we want to make sure that you get to get this outlet or get it out of you now, so that you won't turn into the Hulk later.
Yeah, that's funny, Josh. It does help. I'm telling you, releasing the anger productively, in a healthy manner, I think is a good thing. I know we talked about that last time, kickboxing, my working out, biking, whatever it is, we talked about those outlets. And I think one of them also is going back to our accountability podcast, being able to discuss it with brothers like yourselves has helped me in ways that I think are unmeasurable, to be honest with you. So appreciate y'all, Bamas. Yeah.
So when last week we did talk about like triggers, right? Some of the things that cause you to get to that point. And we identified one of your triggers was the name calling thing, right? That started young, and it manifested, what did Boone say, Little Hulk? Little Hulk grew up to be
Baby
Big Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baby Hulk. Baby Hulk. Have you identified any other triggers that
great question. Yes. There's a couple within my marriage. And my first lady isn't here to protect herself, but I'll say in any marriage relationship, I would bet that most marriages, your spouse has something they do that angers you. I know if I asked her what angers her about me, I know that list, right? Seen that movie a million times. So yes, there are other triggers, and within my relationship, I try to monitor those be on guard when those come up. So yes, there are certain triggers within our relationship that will make me angry.
Yeah. What about you, Bo?
Well, anger is not really my issue. At least let me put it this way. I don't really have a temper per se. But I do visit the bar, and the bar, of course, is the acronym for bitterness, anger, and resentment. Mm-hmm. And my anger is not the type of anger where I'm busting out of my shirt and throwing things around and cursing or anything like that.
Right.
But what I tend to do is to shut down.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is even more dangerous, because when you get to a point where you get just fed up, that anger, just think about a pot of boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
It's boiling, and at some point it's gonna spill over. Mm-hmm. And when it spills over, then And I've talked to you brothers before. I will I haven't gotten to this point, but what I will say in my mind is, if that anger comes out, mm-hmm. then things that I've been angry with or angry about in the past, all of that will come to the forefront, such that if I have to get violent, then the person or the object of my violence will incur all of the wrath, all of the anger from mm-hmm. previous episodes that did not unleash that anger. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So the anger that has been piled up because mm-hmm. it was not adequately released, if you will, mm-hmm. that anger will build up in such a way that it all comes out at once.
Man, that's deep.
Yeah. And I think one time I sarcastically said, man, you're going to pay for the anger that I suffered years ago. I kind of jokingly said,
God darn. Whoa.
And that's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
That's dangerous because what ends up happening is you go from spending a night in jail to doing a few years in jail just because you did not unleash that anger. So how to deal with and manage my anger?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you want to do is obviously you got to know your triggers, you definitely have to let it go at some point. Because if you don't let it go, think about that boiling pot of water. It's gonna spill over eventually.
Mm-hmm. Great analogy. Yeah. Great analogy.
Going to spill over and scorch somebody.
Man,
somebody's gonna get burned.
Warning.
Yeah. And somebody's gonna get burned, and there's also collateral damage.
Mm-hmm. Collateral damage. Yeah. Man, that's you know, something I know I've told you guys this before. My father used to always say that pressure, just like the same with the boiling water analogy. He says you have to release it. Like he used to tell me to use a Coke bottle shaken up as an analogy. And he goes, remember, son, when you release that bottle, when you twist it, twist top, you release pressure. You need to release pressure every now and then, or if you don't, to your point, Boone, it'll all come out all at once. And anyway, I think that's a great point, Boone.
And you know, a shameless plug for one of our previous episodes where we talked about developing a healthy work-life balance during mm-hmm. during the pandemic. Some of those outlets were shut down. We couldn't go to a theater. We couldn't go to a gym.
That's right.
And so in those times when we would have got that outlet, got that release of some pent up anger, when those venues shut down, we were in a posture where, man, I got to do something or somebody in this house is going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's why it's so important to deal with it on the surface.
I know a lot of times when I find myself getting angry or despondent about something, if I really take a look in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
it's usually something that I do myself.
Okay.
And I'm talking about when someone angers me, and not necessarily a situation, but a person. And it's usually an attribute that I have myself, right? And deep, when I look deep down inside, it's something that I do, but when someone else does it, then it brings forth these feelings of like, man, this is crazy. So it definitely will have an impact on how I deal with my own feelings about some of the things that I don't necessarily like about who I am, because when I see it in someone else, that's what triggers some of those deep down feelings, and I become so obsessed, not obsessed about it, but I don't want to use that word, but I become so easily triggered about those feelings, or brings those feelings to the surface. And so then when I look in the mirror and I'm saying, wow, man, you know, you do that. So what you getting so mad about? That right. You're looking right. at yourself. Mm. You're looking in the mirror. So what are you doing?
I've had that experience, and all I can do is laugh at myself. That's all I can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all you can do.
Well, humor is a good diffuser for anger, right?
So, yes, it is.
Maybe laughing at yourself a little bit more would get you off of the ledge.
Well, it's to that point. I told y'all before we got on, that something happened to me just yesterday, and to be quite transparent, it was amazing. It was I don't have to go into the details of why, but the trigger was there, and it made me mad. And what came through my mind as I played back the videotape was, and this is real, I'm just gonna be transparent. I'm not proud of it, but this is what crossed my mind. The first was to throw my computer. Okay. The second was to throw my cell phone. Now here I am, 57-year-old man. I'm not proud of it, but I'm not even, you know, if I was making it up, I tell you, but I'm not making this up. That's what went through my mind, family. And it went through, 15 seconds, I would say, if you want to play the videotape. And the anger was there. It was real. I sat there in my desk and took a deep breath. And as I played the videotape further and looked at the consequences and the cost of doing that, mm-hmm. I said, well, that's not an option. So then my next thing was sitting back. I love to tell you, I sit back and pray about it and meditate or do some breathing exercises. But that's not what happened. I actually didn't do anything. I just sat there and thought about it. And within about a minute and a half, as I just sat there thinking about what was making me angry, to your point, Joe, I started laughing, and it was hilarious because I said, wait a minute now, didn't you just do a podcast, right? You just did a podcast on anger, talk about, what you should do. And I started laughing. I said, you can't make this stuff up, y'all.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And I just thank the Holy Spirit and that my self-control won the day, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, knowing that, again, I laughed at myself, and I think that is a key component, Joe, laughing at yourself. I said, man, come on, dude, you got to do better than that. And I just laughed it off.
You have to do better. You have to be better.
Got to be better, man.
That's funny, man. You were about to throw a tantrum.
I throw a tantrum like a, like a 8-year-old kid, man, 2-year-old kid. I was right there, 57 years old, but thank God it lasted, like I said, about a minute and a half, minute, and I was able to compose myself.
That's a good point, man. If we look at it for what it is, if we look at those outbursts for what they are, they're basically tantrums.
Yes, sir.
So the next time, I'm challenging both of you, and I'm challenging myself too. Next time we get to that place of wanting to throw the computer or the phone, take a moment. Imagine in your mind a kid laying on the floor, kicking and screaming and crying about whatever that situation is, and I guarantee you, you'll stop and say, oh, wait a minute, man.
Wait a minute.
Am I being childish about this? Yeah. I know, at some point in our life, we do need to grow up.
Yes, sir.
We do need to grow up and handle our situations like men.
Yeah.
And not resort or go back to that childish way of thinking, childish way of acting. And you made me mad, so I'm going to punch you in your jaw. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
At some point in time, we need to be, you made me mad. We either talk about it or let me walk away from it and get myself together so that I can address this like a man.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I also noticed some brothers or some men will say, because I've been that person, you know, well, being a man is throwing your fists up and throwing, you know, jotting them in his jaw or whatever the case may be, or right. or slapping your wife around. Now, I haven't been there, but, you know, some men or some people have that mentality that the physical outburst is being manly, but in reality, being a man is being able to control your emotions, I think. That's just me.
I agree. Completely.
Yeah,
agree.
Yeah, it's you know, in those situations, it's better to be able to walk away than to be dragged away, if you know what I mean. Mm. Or in worst case, carted away or body bagged away.
Mm. Wow.
And it's not, as you said, Joe, it's not a manhood issue. It's about a livelihood issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, I know. And there are, there's a lot of trauma that is experienced along the way. You know, if you have grown up and seen a lot of that type of outburst as being a means of expressing yourself, then you think that that's right, right? Mm-hmm. You think that that's the way it's supposed to be. I'll take you back when I was, I think I was about 19 years old, and I was dating this young lady. And so I remember whenever she got mad about something, she would scream at me and she would yell at me. And it was just an out of body experience. Right. And I had never experienced that before. And so, yeah, I really liked her. And so I thought that, okay, you know, we need to work this out. I'm going to try to make it right. But it was so out of control that, you know, the screaming and yelling. Mm-hmm. And so I just remember this one occasion, we were sitting in the car and she started screaming and yelling at me about leaving her outside. You know, we were outside and the rainstorm was coming. So I ran to the car. She was running to the car and I jumped in, and then she said I left her. And so she got so mad about that and she was screaming and yelling. I was like, why? I'm right here in the car with you. Why are you yelling at me like that? And she said, you scream when you love somebody. And I wow. sat back and I thought about it. And that's what she had witnessed in her family.
Man.
And so she thought that that meant that reaction or the or handling was the way that you express your love. And I was like, man, you know, that is a strange, and for me at that time at 18, 19 years old, so that's a real strange way to express your love. But for her, that was reality. So just, I don't know, that just kept popped in my mind when we were talking about how different people see expressing, they can see anger or lashing out as an expression of love because that's what they witnessed, or that's what they thought that they were seeing.
Right, right. Yeah, that is something that's interesting. That really is. I know we're coming up on break. I know in our past conversations, you know, privately on anger, we've talked about righteous anger and unrighteous anger. So I think there is a difference. I know there's a difference, but I never really thought about the difference until I started really talking with you guys about it and we started going deeper. So maybe after the break, we can discuss that.
Sounds like a plan.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list go to coachharvey.now.site, get the free ebook, 20 things to do immediately to keep you and your business healthy during these challenging times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Hey, what's up, fellas? If you're looking for healthy, thought-provoking conversations on a variety of topics dealing with life issues, be a transparent, open dialogue for men who need a dose of honest, engaging, and heartfelt discussions, tune in to Inside the Armor, airing Mondays at 8 a.m., hosted by
Joe,
Russ,
and yours truly, Boom. We would love to have you vibe with us as we talk about our trials and our triumphs, our messes and our successes. Join us for Inside the Armor Mondays at 8 a.m. Iron sharpening iron, one podcast at a time. All right, so we're back from a break. And just prior to taking that break, we talked about unrighteous anger and versus righteous anger. And so there are times where your anger is completely justified. Mm. We've seen, especially within the last year and a half, the violence, the police brutality, violent acts against people of color. Mm-hmm. And that makes you angry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes you angry. And even the Lord himself got angry. Mm. And that's not justification for us to get angry, but he didn't sin. Now we can be angry, and the scripture says, be angry and sin not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we want to be. We don't want to allow that anger to turn into sin. Anger is in the word danger, and we certainly don't want to get there, because we can be a danger to ourselves, a danger to a family, danger to our community, mm-hmm. danger to our colleagues. So we have to filter, and we have to realize that even in situations where there's what we call righteous anger, where we have every justification to get angry, we still need to keep that in check.
Yeah, that's real right there, man. Because there are certain situations, like you said, that will bring those feelings up, and we have to deal with it and use it. We can use that energy to do good and to make some changes, mm-hmm. or to speak out. But I could say, for me, the police brutality and those things that have been exposed recently in the media it's been exposed, and it's really disheartening. But for me, more importantly, is where my anger is when I hear about young men taking the lives of young men. Man, we have so many young men that are no longer with us, as a result of one, some not being able to control their anger, and then in effect that has a whole community angry about what's going on. And I'm tired of seeing mothers and fathers crying on the news about their child being taken away.
I recently saw a piece where one of those mothers that you talked about, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
She said, there's nothing that the police can do. There's nothing that the mayor can do.
Wow.
We, she used the term we mm-hmm. people, we have to do something. And that's true, because how many times have you seen parents that have lost children to violence? the first thing they'll say is we need more police.
Right.
No,
right.
More police is not going to solve the problem.
No.
It's not going to solve the problem at all.
No.
And as that mother, grieving mother, said, there's nothing that the mayor can do. It's you have to look within yourself,
right,
and say, you know, I've got to change my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we didn't settle disputes with gunfire. It was like, yo, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's settle this right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, that doesn't even sound right coming from me, because I've had a few moments, but not to the degree where it was like, man, Boone is always, he's always taking somebody out.
Yeah, no, that's my alley. That's my alley, bro.
Right.
That's my.
Wait a minute now. Don't get it twisted. You know, don't let the smooth taste fool you now.
Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
If crossed, I can't say that it would be righteous anger.
Right.
That's just not my typical position.
No, that's good. Yeah, I think Joe, your point was well taken. It's a spiritual in nature. So I know I heard Tony Evans talk about this. He said he was on national TV. He said this because they were talking about gun violence and within the community, as you said, Joe. And he said it's spiritual in nature. So the answer is spiritual in nature also.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those two points you brought up, one being the let's just call it what it is, black on black crime or crimes against communities, due to police, both of them can stir up righteous and unrighteous anger, in my opinion. And I think the media's job is to stir up unrighteous anger. And I've watched how the media will put that stuff out there,
mm-hmm.
and not tell the complete truth about what the community, what endangers the community. I get the fact that, you know, there's racial issues out there, but not at the extent of, you know, to your other point, Joe, about what the real threat is.
Mm-hmm.
We could argue that both are bad. Both are, you know, can stir up anger within us. And I think the media's job is to, you know, sort of deceive, throw a little deception on what the truth of the matter is, and not focusing on, things that are more endangering our community than others. But with that being said, still the question is, you know, righteous, unrighteous anger. And I know for me, watching the news too much, man, I you talking about getting ready to sin, you know, I start getting angry, and then what's that? The anger turns into spitefulness, and and then I have to back up and say, wait a minute, you know, that's not where God wants me to go, because then I'm in an emotional place, and I'm not, you know, doing anything. Versus if I practice righteous anger, it'll fuel me, and you know, to do more mentoring. Okay, like, you know, hey man, you gotta get out there. And I challenge anyone listening right now, the next time you do get anger, you know, who in the community are you helping? No matter what your ethnicity is, who in the community are you working with? Are you trying to make better? Are you trying to help them become better, you know, young men? So anyway, that's just my small commercial.
Oh man, you had to go there, man. You had to go there. He didn't call me out, bro.
Sorry, bro.
He called me out, man. That's a good point. That's a good point, Russ. And I appreciate you doing it, because I'm not a mentor to young guys who are in those situations. I have mentored people who, you know, like firefighters, I've mentored them, or young people that have come through the church, or not young people, I'm sorry, but men in the church, I've mentored them, those who are new to their journey in Christ or something like that, going through a discipleship program. But I haven't necessarily reached out to youth who are the ones who really need that mentoring. So you just called me to the table, man. I love you, but I hate you right now. But it's all good.
Ouch, that's right. That's what we do here.
Ouch.
Challenge what, each other.
How does Bo say, ouch?
Ouch.
That hurts.
That's okay. We that's why we're here.
That's why we're here. Yeah, that's man. Here. So
how do you brothers deal with and manage your anger?
Well, I think I told on you know, in the previous podcast, I have to stay busy. I have to do things outside the house, golfing, kickboxing, working out, things like that. More meditation, to be honest with you, that has helped me out a lot. As I just said, and you know, happened yesterday, meditation, because I did take time after the incident to meditate on, you know, why I even went through the calisthenics of getting angry. But I also realized that, you know, I have to take that time to, you know, after laugh at myself, one, then two, you know, figure out why I did it, and try to, you know, stay in the light, so to speak. So,
yeah. So to reiterate, one of my outlets is getting on my drums down in the basement, right?
That's making, right. Yeah.
Banging and making noise. Mm-hmm. And the other one is getting out and into the yard and doing some yard work. I do that. I haven't done that as much as I used to, but that is a great outlet as well. Getting outside and taking in nature, it I don't know, for me, it changes a lot of my attitude about the whatever I'm angry about, because it'll slowly dissolve, and I'm taking in the beauty of what God has created. Mm-hmm. And when you get into God's beauty, everything else is secondary. It doesn't matter, man. So that's for me. So those are a couple of things that I do to release some anger. And then that laughter piece, looking in the mirror and just picturing myself as that little kid laying on the floor, kicking and screaming and crying, throwing a tantrum. Right. That'll pull me out of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of use a little piece of each of what you guys said. I have some athletic pursuits, and I also do some walking.
Right.
But like I said, I can't recall actually the time when the anger, as I said before, boiled over. But even if it doesn't get to that point, there's still some physiological things that happen when you get to the point where you are angry. It doesn't have to always be an act of violence. You could start making dumb decisions while you're angry. You could go to what we call retail therapy, and you just start buying stuff just because you're upset.
Oh wow!
I don't do that, because I don't want to say I ain't got it like that. But, but I don't want to. There's power in words.
Yes, there is.
So.
Well, you know what, Boone. There was one time, and I've only seen it once in you, but there was one time when you were like really angry.
How long have we known each other? That's not a bad track record.
No, it's once not at all.
15 yeah. years.
Yeah. I agree.
Right.
And that I've never been, seen it.
And that was in the early stages of the relationship. So
right. Yeah. So I'm not a habitual angerist, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which drives me to another point.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to a point where you're habitually angry, your reputation speaks for itself. What happens in, let's say, football? You have players who get suspended for various acts.
Yeah.
And what happens is, if they're a first-time offender, the punishment is not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you continue, if this is your second, third, or fourth offense, instead of being suspended for one game, you get suspended for the whole season.
Yeah.
So that's something that you want to keep in mind. You don't want to get to a point where your reputation is like, man, that guy's, he's a hothead, basically. Mm. He's a head case.
Yeah. Mm. You know, and where we are, I think at the end of the day, you know, what the probably one of the main things I'm going to take away, Joe, is something you said, which was, you know, at what point am I going to mature? At what point am I going to not get angry? And I know I'm making strides in, and I'm gonna use that example, that analogy you said about the next time I want to throw something, picture a little kid, I'm gonna revert my personal self back to me when I was 5, 6, 7, and laugh at myself, one, two, say to myself, come on, bro. Like, at what point are you going to mature? At what point are you going to be a man about this and not react through the physical, through the, all that, all those things that we just discussed are childish.
Yeah.
And grow. And I think scripture says it best. I don't have the exact scripture, but I know it says, when I was a child, I thought like a child, and mm-hmm. and it talks clearly about, you know, becoming a man. And I think at the end of the day, you know, being a man, and we can have a podcast on this, but one of the characteristics of being a man is being in control, being in control of your mind, body, spirit, and you know, obviously your actions. So I will take that and grow with it.
Absolutely. And that's in 1 Corinthians.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. Great scripture.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child.
Right.
I understood as a child. I thought as a child. Mm-hmm. But when I became a man,
I
put away childish things.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
Put those tantrums away. Put your toys back in the toy box.
Wow. Received. Message received.
Message received. Well, I'm glad you didn't throw away your computer and your phone, man, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to Zoom with you today.
You wouldn't be able to. How about that? Now, that'd be funny. Where's Russ at? Oh, man, he threw his computer. But the podcast on anger. Yeah, but he got angry. Anyway, I can't make that up, man. Cannot make that up.
All right, speaking of getting angry,
yeah. The
credits are rolling, so we don't want to make our producer angry.
Right.
Thank you so much for joining us. And if you have any questions or you just want to reach out and give us some feedback, you can contact us at info.insidethearmor@gmail.com. Until next time, peace.
Peace.
Peace. Appreciate you.